This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. When the students of the Boston Renaissance Charter Public School came back to school this year, they returned to a brand new $39 million building in Hyde Park. School officials hope this building will become what they call a model for urban education. The new building was financed in part by the sale of the school's old high-rise building in the theater district. It features many of the bells and whistles of a modern school in a wealthy district, but it's unique in that students have access to a wide range of services not normally found at school, including on-site health, dental, and vision care. The idea is to overcome many of the barriers to success often faced by poor urban students. But how sustainable a model could this be? WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov took a tour of the school this morning, and she's here now to give us her impressions. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Sasha.
Monica, this school has a lot of amenities that we generally think of as being too expensive for an urban school. There's a fine arts center, there's a multimedia center, there's even a dance studio where you saw some kids rehearsing this morning.
Parallel position. Remember, your toes are facing the whiteboard. And our first exercise is going to be isolation. Isolation is where we move one part of our body at a time. Watch me.
Pretty fancy stuff for a new school. Some ballet lessons or dance lessons there. So tell us more about what you saw and about the school and its new features.
Yeah, it's very impressive. You know, it has two dance studios. It has a fine arts center, a multimedia center, and lots of computers in every classroom. And in fact, every classroom has this overhead projector that connects to the computers that the teachers can work on and also could live stream the web or television. So very, very high tech. And it's the largest charter school in Boston. It educates about 1,100 kids in pre-K through sixth grade. 90% of them are on free or reduced lunch, which indicates they're serving a very underprivileged population. But this school is really just tricked out to do it in the best way possible. You know, five playgrounds. They give the kids gym or dance every day. But much of these offerings they did have in their old building. But in their old building, as you mentioned, they were in a 16-story high-rise. They moved around on an elevator all the time.
In fact, I noticed that this new school has, I think, 3.5 acres of outdoor play facilities. That sounds like a lot of space. Certainly more than an urban school in downtown Boston could have gotten.
Much more. And the playground is gorgeous with a track field and basketball courts. And you know, just by virtue of the squishing these 16 stories of a school down into one floor, they say they're able to offer 45 minutes of additional learning time in the day without changing the 8-hour school day because it's less time to get around.
Ah, so kids no longer have to sort of get up and move and take five minutes to get to a new floor.
Right, nor does any of the food and the equipment and the staff. But really, one of the most interesting things about this school is that it incorporates the health center. And I spoke with Roger Harris. He was the superintendent of the school who showed me around, and he introduced me to some of the people working in the health center.
I'm Catherine Johnson. I'm an optometrist here and director of the Vision Center here at the school. We've got all the typical exam lanes and equipment here and really provide full services, the full exams, contact lenses, eyeglasses for the children.
Why include this in school?
We felt that we would remove the obstacles to learning by creating the opportunities right here in the school. And it's been amazing. I think last year they provided glasses for 125 students.
You know, Monica, reporters like us, when we do education stories, often hear teachers say, I'm trying to teach these inner city kids, but they have so many hurdles, and some of them are not academic. Some of them have to do with health and social services. Are these kind of integrated health services that we just heard in this little audio clip you collected this morning the kind of things school officials are talking about when they say this could be a model for urban education?
Absolutely. What Mr. Harris kept telling me was that it's removing the barriers to education. You know, if the child needs to see the dentist, just go down the hall in the school and see the dentist. If they need their glasses are broken, get a new pair down the hall. You know, when most schools in this state are sharing nurses and they're cutting back on health services, this charter school is really beefing it up to give the kids everything they need so that they can create the optimal environment for learning.
How is this being paid for? What funded this $39 million building?
Well, part of it came from selling their old building downtown and then also a mix of loans and fundraising. It's a little bit of everything, but it's expensive to put all of these services in one school. It's the only public school in Boston that has it. So they're still working to pay it off, too. They're not done yet. They need another $4 million raised.
And I understand the school offers on-site childcare for staff. Why is that so important?
Well, charter schools often hire younger teachers, and they lose them when they have kids. The Renaissance School said they had 16 pregnant faculty in 1 year. So they thought if they can't pay them as much as the public schools and they want to keep them, put in a daycare center. And it's been hugely successful so far.
You recently toured the new Newton North High School. This is the school that is sometimes referred to as the Taj Mahal. It cost nearly $200 million to build. Now, of course, you and I on this show talked last week about how some of those were exceptional costs, asbestos removal, some construction issues that anyone who's done any kind of home renovation knows can crop up. How would you say that the new Boston Renaissance Public Charter School compares with Newton North?
Well, they're very similar in the way they look. I'd have to say it's the Taj Mahal Junior, and they also ran into environmental problems. But I said, why didn't it drive up the cost? He said, we had insurance. But, you know, if you look at the buildings in both cases, I'm seeing the classrooms of the future. Lots of green technology in the building used to make it cheaper to operate over the long term. Lots of natural light, interactive classrooms. You know, the kids learning in these two schools really are going to have a different education than kids who are in other public schools. And I'm sure that many school districts are going to be touring these new facilities, both Newton North and the Renaissance Charter School, to get ideas for their future school buildings.
In the time we have left, one of the things that you and I talked about last time was, could the $200 million price tag on Newton North be the new price tag it takes to educate kids? Do you think this school says you can do it for a lot less?
It does in many ways. They did renovate a building and have some new construction. So they are different. They're not apples to apples exactly, but it does show you can do a lot for kids in urban educational settings without spending $200 million.
Great. Monica Brady-Myrov of WBUR toured this morning the Boston Renaissance Charter Public School. Monica, thanks a lot for coming and telling us about what you saw on the tour.
You're welcome.